Writers' residencies are usually imagined as idyllic, nurturing places where artists can create. Think of a cabin in the woods. But what about a 44-hour train ride? Writer Jessica Gross asked Amtrak if it would allow her to take up a creative residency on its Lakeshore Limited line from New York City to Chicago. She wrote about the experience for the Paris Review Daily and joins us now. Welcome to WNYC, Jessica.
Thank you so much for having me.
How'd you come up with this idea?
So it actually was not my original idea. It was the writer Alexander Cheese, and he did an interview, the Pen 10 interview, which was tweeted. So I found it online, and he said that he really loves to write on trains. It's his favorite place to write, and proposed the idea of an Amtrak writer's residency. And I was one of many writers who thought this was a wonderful idea. So for some reason, Amtrak decided to offer me one of these. At the time, I didn't know it was one of, but Alexander will be taking his own trip in May, as it turns out. So I feel lucky to have been given the chance.
So 44 hours, New York City to Chicago, and this was in mid-January. What was the trip like? Did you get a lot done?
Yeah, I really did. So that was 44 hours round trip, and I did end up staying in Chicago for a night in between just to have a little break from the train. But yeah, I drafted the essay about my journey on the way there and outlined another essay on the way home. So that's pretty productive in my book.
That is. How do you normally write? Where do you normally go? The New York Public Library? Do you have a little office space in your apartment?
I live in a studio apartment in Manhattan, so I have a desk. I wouldn't quite call it an office space. And I often go to coffee shops or to, yes, the library. I love the library. I have a branch nearby. But there is something I found about the train that is a really magical writing space. And I've had a long-standing affinity for train travel and subway travel, which is partly rooted in my own past, which is that my father is what's called a foamer. He has a great affinity, far more than mine, for trains. And I did also sympathize with Alexander Chee's view of train travel and writing as really idyllic. And so I wanted to use the trip and also this essay as an opportunity for me to explore why exactly that was, what it is about trains.
You wrote in your essay that you find writing on subways really productive because there's this definitive end to the trip and it really focuses you.
Yeah, and I quote some other writers who have the same kinds of feelings, and it really took writing the essay and writing about their experiences on subways and trains and kind of parsing my own experience on that trip to figure out that it really has to do with the boundaries and safety, the sense of safety that riding on a train affords, which is something that, you know, if you're doing any kind of personal, introspective, essayistic, fictional writing, any kind of writing that has a creative bent to it, I think it can be very frightening.
Did you feel any pressure to write nice things about your trip because Amtrak gave you this free ride?
No, I didn't. The essay itself was more of a meditation on train travel, myself, writing as a discipline and craft, and my own past. So the fact that it was Amtrak was kind of incidental, and it wasn't a reported piece, and it wasn't about Amtrak to me.
Can you read something you wrote while you were on the train?
Sure. Writing requires a dip into the subconscious. The lockbox, at times kept tightly latched in our daily lives, is pried open and things leak onto the page that we only half knew were there. Boundaries help to contain this fearful experience, thereby allowing it to occur. Looking around at my fellow passengers gives me an anchor to the world. My fantasies, my secret desires, aren't going to get anyone killed. We're all okay here. We're all here.
Jessica Gross is a writer based in New York City. She contributes to the New York Times Magazine, TED.com, and the Paris Review Daily. Thanks for joining us, Jessica.
Thank you so much.
This is WNYC.